Although the Founding Fathers chose to not have a state religion in the country, they still desired to have a national house of worship, a place where the nation could gather to mourn, celebrate, or remember. We head to that place when today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You've heard from me about the amazing opportunities this faith-based company offers to folks both in the country and the city. Maybe you've been thinking of ways to earn extra money or even begin a new career, connect with others, or just find something you enjoy. Let me share with you how you can get started at no cost to you. This is the perfect time to check out 31. You can connect with me and my team at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Begin the new year with 31 today.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It took 83 years to build, but when you are constructing a cathedral, it was actually pretty fast.
This is indeed a Gothic cathedral, and it's the only Gothic cathedral in the world that was built entirely in one century. Construction began on the cathedral in 1907 and was completed 83 years to the day later in 1990.
Greg Rickson at Washington National Cathedral says the idea of a national house of prayer was on the minds of the Founding Fathers. It was something that didn't spur construction until over a century afterward.
When both George Washington and Pierre L'Enfant were discussing the plans for the federal city and the capital city, among the things that they discussed was the need for a great church for national purposes. And this was in the days before it was finally decided that we would indeed have the freedom of religion that we have.
But that idea did not come to fruition until the late 1800s, when monies began to be raised for this great hall of worship. Former President Woodrow Wilson is buried here, and Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final sermon at the cathedral in 1968, before his death. There have been memorials here after national tragedies, but many joyful observances as well.
But there have been great celebrations as well. After the hostage release from Iran, for instance, a celebratory service was held here. So these are the sorts of things that can bring the nation together in this great place.
National Cathedral is truly the nation's church, a place where Americans have come together for almost a century. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.